You're about to listen to a podcast full of wonder, excitement, and discovery. It's time for an adventure through Odyssey. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Adventures Through Odyssey podcast, Odyssey Revisited. I'm Will here with John. We're wrapping up album 76, Keep It Together with Making an Honest Buck, parts 1 and 2. While Buck is adjusting to life in Baltimore, Jason Whitaker shows up with an NSA mission for him.
So, really quick, maybe I missed it. What crime was being accused of here?
Money embezzlement? Like shifting funds around or something?
Yeah. So, I love a good spy episode, but it's weird when they decide to make the spy thing, like the it's such a mundane, until the end, in which it goes off the rails, but it's just like, you gotta collect some DNA, and it's really like a thing about Buck and, like, friends.
Is it a thing about Buck and friends, though?
I think that's what it's... Well, it's supposed to be... Okay, here's what's interesting, I guess. We were the last episode. The last episode kind of is weird in the sense where they're like, oh, even if a friend is hugely mean to people and is, like, being rude and, like, all this stuff, you should still be their friend. This episode's like, except if somehow, like, you gotta report their parents for breaking the law. Or something. I know it's saying more than that. But it's such a funny episode in the sense where they're like, I don't know. I don't even know. I listened to this episode, I was just like, what?
Yeah, and I think here's the other thing. Buck, I don't want to say didn't have friends in Odyssey, but let's call a spade here. He was either with Jules or was an accessory in someone else's adventure.
Mm-hmm.
So Buck never really had to make friends in Odyssey, so the whole talk about starting over is interesting to me.
Yeah, I mean, he had friends. I think that's kind of a stat. I mean, it is almost all the time it's Jules, but you see it with, like, people on the football team. It's just such a weird reason, like, right? They kind of, like, he's like a jock a little bit.
Yes.
And they have to, like, set up this real dumb scenario to make him, like, uncool and unpopular.
Are we talking... Oh, do we want to talk about this? Because I have some questions about this.
What?
The slushy machines that you can just get a slushy from and bring to class?
I know. That apparently his friend only ever drank with him.
Oh, that's true. We'll get back to that in a second, though. Okay, so look, I understand we need to both set up the slushy machine for later, and, like, what is something that we could easily explain Buck slipping on?
Yeah. It, like, right? It's like doing double duty, but at the same time, I'm just like, and then it's like, oh, he dislocates his shoulder so he can't join the football team.
At least right away.
They are almost intentionally setting up so he's like, he will have no friends at this new school.
Well, again, we'll get back to this in a second. But I do, look, I want to start from the very beginning where Jason gets this call from Jillian. Like, what was that? One, because both Jillian and Eugene have been apparently cursed to just being over the phone now.
I know, they're like, we got a Jillian name drop.
Well, and also, because I mentioned it when we first...
Jillian's on the phone!
I know. But I mentioned kind of jokingly that this felt like an episode of a Odyssey spinoff they do about Buck and Jason's the special guest this week. Even that opening scene felt like a part of a spinoff episode where...
Well, what's weird is,
they could have shot it in a back room. It's just Jason.
Do they ever say Eugene is, like, busy? Because at one point, like, Katrina's like, I'm glad, like, you talked to me and you took the time to talk to me and Eugene about it.
Eugene's in Lancaster or something.
Oh, is that? Maybe I missed that.
Yeah, but they said he's not in town, so I'm assuming Jason talks to Eugene on the phone.
I just feel like Okay, let's talk through the basic stuff. Like, it's weird. Like, I mean, Eugene's clearly not there, which is understandable. Jillian's clearly not there. I think this setup is a little... Okay, you know us. We've talked about how, like, the last great adventure of summer and getting the kids involved and, like, the spy stuff or the detective stuff can be fun.
Yes.
But it's so mundane. It's just literally like you feel bad. Like, uh-oh. When we want that to happen, we want it to be like fun and exciting, not like, oh, he just made a friend and he has to betray his friend. And Odyssey would probably be like, it's not betraying, it's doing the right thing. It's like, well, it is kind of, what's bad about it is he became his friend only because he was going to do this thing. That's what's like weird about it, right? It's not like, yes. Like, there was that Mandy episode, right, where like she has to like tell on her friend that she's going, or maybe it was Lucy going out with Lucy going out with her friend was like going out with like an older guy. It's like, but they were friends before, and that was like an actually like that's a way better version of this episode. One, it's one part.
Yes.
Two, it's a situation a child could be in. I suppose a child's friend could somehow break the law, but likely it's not going to involve making the child's parent thrown into jail for supposedly threatening hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, I mean, I agree it's a bit of an over-the-top situation, but Odyssey has had those. It does sort of feel like, and we'll get back to Grayson in a second, they're trying to intentionally set it up that Buck is going to be unhappy in Maryland no matter what, and we need to get him back to Odyssey.
I get that vibe, too. Like, the fact that... I get that vibe because, right, they make him an embarrassment, and then somehow Grayson finds out... Like, first off, the idea that the NSA, like, he went with the NSA agent. It's like, how do you know it's her mom? Well, we got it from a straw that was actually your DNA. No NSA agent is telling, like, the kid of, like is telling that sort of information to the kid. And the kid's like, the only time I've had a straw was when I was drinking my slushy with you. And it's like. And you took my slushy. Like, it's just such a dumb... Like, it's not even a thing you would comprehend.
I know, but we need to get to that point. So,
right,
let's also...
very intentional, right? Like, Buck wants to have... Like, it's, like, the consequences of his actions. And it's either, like, they really want to be like, well, he did the right thing, but he lost his friend. Which is just, like, it's such a...
So
it's hard because I feel like it's just a weird story to tell to try to have a kid relate to.
Right. So let's also remember this. Brayden is voiced by Grayson Smith, the last Get in the Show winner they've desperately been trying to keep around, because obviously if you win Get in the Show second time and you don't have the Shona experience, it's going to be a bit of a rip. But
yeah.
So fair. There is an episode, although it's not on the wiki anymore, that was called Buck's New Friend that features him. So I'm willing to bet you at some point in the next album or two, Grayson is either going to forgive Buck or try to make amends with Buck or something.
I found out what my mom did, and you were right to turn her in. My mom's a scumbag.
Hey,
my mom was
to women
a
too.
Criminal. That couldn't have... I would have reported her had I known.
That would be really funny. Like, just look, clear the table.
I want, like, fun. Here's my issue. It's weird when it's a weird situation. No, in reality, this is like some like 90s kids movie where it's like, we have to hire you to be a spy.
Actually, you're very right. This is like either a direct-to-video, this is like either a made-for-TV Disney or Nickelodeon movie, or a high-concept episode of one of their shows.
Yeah, like, and I feel like my problem is, it's just I need a little fun. Like, nothing in this episode was, like, fun in terms of Buck doing it, because they pull on your heartstrings so much to be like, oh, this kid's being super nice to Buck. Buck finally has a friend, and it's like they want you to feel gutted that he had to betray his friend.
Right, maybe if Buck's new friend had come first.
Yeah, right? Like, it's like, oh, he became friends with him, and then he finds out. Like, to be honest, I would call Jason a little bit of a mean person if he was like, I hear you're friends with Grayson.
I agree, and look, there's an argument to be made about how they manipulate the situation. I get whatever was going on was bad enough the NSA had to be called, so.
Yeah.
But I... Going over a couple other points of the episode. So another thing in this episode that we get is the Buck side of those phone calls with Jules.
Which was cool. I didn't mind that.
I didn't think it was a bad idea. I'm curious what that sets up for what's coming. Because Buck seems to kind of learn a lesson from talking to Jules about how Jules is hurting. Which is actually a good point. Jules is only ever a moral character when Buck is around.
It's fair. But even, like, so Buck is sometimes, like, more moral when it's, like, Jules is involved.
Right. Well, and this comes to the mild twist of the episode. So Katrina and Jason are talking about, you know, this might be a good way to help Buck learn to be more honest. I'm like, here's the problem. Buck hasn't, like, had that problem for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And it's like,
well, okay, he did kind of, the whole thing about the Bible study, the Sunday school, and... saying he didn't want to go to Maryland. Oh, okay, never mind. I get where they're coming from now that I verbalize it, but...
Well, yeah, it's... I don't know. It's... I feel like Luke would be upset at Jason had...
Yeah.
He found out about that.
I know. Actually, a better example is during the course of this episode. So, you know, part two, and after kind of a non-suspenseful... end of part one where Buck's stuck in the bathroom, he gets the tissue, and Katrina goes to answer the door for Jason, and Buck is holding the tissue, and Buck comes out. Buck is gone for a few seconds and comes out with the tissue. Now, I think most people thought, oh no, Buck switched out the tissues.
I didn't think that.
I will give
because
the...
Oh no, say what you're gonna say.
And I was, when that happened, I was like, oh, that feels like something Buck wouldn't have done in the last couple years, especially for a person you just met 2 days ago, but I guess you never know. So I thought that, and then it's like, but I did appreciate they kind of subvert that of, you thought Buck did that, but he just thought it wasn't him.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like sloppy work on the NSA's part. A little bit. I don't know.
Well,
it feels... Well, also the fact the NSA could... Like, the guy's not... If he, like, just decided, I'm gonna go to my my stepson's basketball game. And I'm... Or, like, baseball game. So it's like, unless this is the only time he's ever come out of the house, it's not like he's that germaphobic.
Right, and I get it's to kind of mislead the audience of he's doing this to... make sure he doesn't get caught. And I kind of knew from the moment they started turning it into he's being nicer to his son and he feels closer to his son. I'm like, focus on the family. It's not going to do this rug pull where they start bonding and then suddenly the dad gets in trouble.
I feel like maybe what would have been better, not better. I mean, like, it's fine. I just feel like a kid's going to have trouble relating to the... I feel like an issue with Odyssey... To some extent, not all the time. Like, I do think they've legitimately had good episodes that kids can relate to. But like, the Noah one. That's something, like, a young audience could relate to.
Yes.
It's hard. It's not like it's, like, spy stuff where it's like, oh, like, this is so exhilarating. It's, like, this weird thing where, like, Buck has decided to, like, turn in his friend's mom to the National Security Agency. Yeah. Like, even if you look at, like, the Novacom stuff, like, the first one where, like, Aram. That was more about, like... Like sneaking off, at least is like a better hook.
Yes,
like to where they're not supposed to go, and they're like violating this thing. It's like that works a little better in the context of it, and it's also like there's inherent intrigue in that situation. This one, it's so like they instead wanted to like surprise it on us, like, oh, it's the mom, and now Buck is standing up to her while being held hostage and walking out the door, and there's a sniper, and I'm like, what? Like, okay, like the actually- idea of Buck would just be like, you should have been a good mom. That's what you should have been. And then, like, watch out, there's a sniper ray. And he's, like, not at all scared. Like, he would have some fear he's being kidnapped. Instead, he's like, psh, I'm fine. And just, like, walks out.
So I want to talk about this scene for a second, because I think, one, it's a solid twist. In the sense that it's built up, I don't know if it really works with the rest of the episode, but it at least kind of works. Anyway, it works with the Jewel story and all that. But I do think it's interesting that the entire episode is about Buck. Katrina and Jason are worried about Buck needs to be a little more honest with people. And Buck saves the day essentially by being dishonest.
Yeah, but he was dishonest because he needed to help take down a criminal. So, you know, it's all good.
I know, but like when the... I mean, I knew the red dot thing probably wasn't real, but...
It's because it wasn't dishonest to his parents.
Well, that's true. So, but I agree. Like, one thing about Buck is he's always been kind of cool, calm, and collected from his time with Mr. Skint. But even this scene felt a little over the top.
Yeah, it feels, especially because he didn't know they were going to bust in at that point.
Right.
I mean, I feel like what, to be honest, would have been a more... I feel like what the ending should have been, and not that, you know, I didn't quite like this episode that much, but it wasn't awful. But I feel like a more interesting thing maybe that a kid could have related to more is that the it's either the mom or dad gets arrested at the end of the first part, and the second part is him having to deal with these like feelings of guilt.
That could work
for doing
that's
the right
thing.
That's
actually a really good idea.
That feels like maybe it would have played a little better for me. Not that I think it's awful, but it does. It's like really the only reason this is two parts is so they could set up this like twist that it was the mom.
I don't disagree. So,
and at least like a kid could relate to that aspect of it, right? Like the aspect of like, oh, like I had to do something that betrayed my friend, and like how do I keep being their friend, like despite that? Like the whole thing, it's like, well, I had to like confess essentially to the police that their parents were
right.
Unless they decided to do something like, oh, Grayson's actually part of this hacker guild that's this one girl's a part of, so I actually had to report him to the police.
That's just the plot of The Beekeeper. Mild spoilers for The Beekeeper if you haven't seen it yet.
I'm sure our audience and the audience of The Beekeeper has a big overlap. You know, Odyssey and R-rated action movie starring Jason Statham.
I think it's PG-13.
It's R.
Oh, okay. So, anyway, I did also... But, you know, you're talking about the lesson. I do want to say, I did like the scene in the kitchen where Jason says, when evil is thwarted, sometimes good people are caught in the explosion.
Yes, give me an episode about that.
I mean, that's kind of what the episode is about. But I just felt like...
Not really. He's just at school being like, well, my mom's arrested now, and it was your fault.
Okay, this is true.
Like, they give that as a reasoning to Buck and to the audience, but that's not what the episode's interested in addressing, right?
Right, and I'm just, you know what, that is such a good, you know, because a good question, you know, questions people ask, like, why do good things happen to bad people? Wait, bad things happen to good people. And I think just, you know, in a post-Man of Steel world where we have to show every innocent civilian surviving.
Yeah.
I hope that doesn't make me sound like a masochist. I'm just saying, it's sometimes good to remind people that even if you're doing the right thing, sometimes people will get hurt no matter what happens.
I know. And I want an episode about that. Like, I also want, I don't think it's better to do another episode about like having to betray. It's like hard because it is technically like, Odyssey would not use the word betray, but it is like betraying your friend, which is weird just because the other side of the episode was about like, you shouldn't betray your friends.
Yes.
Like, I almost feel like this would have been a better two-part episode with dual storylines going.
Right? I kind of agree.
Like, instead of, like, especially because, let's be real, I mean, I actually feel like a lot happened in the band episode. It feels like not nearly enough happens in this episode.
Yes. Yes, I actually, that they're interesting parallels and could have played as interesting stories to each other because Buck has to do the right thing but winds up hurting his friend, and Jules winds up doing the wrong thing to hurt her friend.
Right. They are. If Odyssey didn't, if the writers didn't like think of that, I would be shocked because it's so clearly supposed to be like. Oh, no, I'm sure
these episodes are supposed to be like parallels.
Yeah.
Because the phone calls are in them.
Yeah. But, like, I just feel like it's weird. It would have worked better had they been in the same one, and there could have been, like, some addressing of the two differences between the two stories.
Well, right, well, let's go to that for a second. Let's remember, Buck is going to Odyssey for fall break.
Well, I wonder if the next album is going to be, like, a six-part.
Well, this is a good point, because they haven't announced anything about Album 77. I'm pulling that up on the wiki right now.
Fall Break is the name of the album.
The only thing they have in here is an episode. Oh, that'd be funny. There's one episode in here called Making Nice, written by, a new person. It stars Jay, Cooper, Ryan, and Joseph.
Okay.
Joseph is Mr. Calhoun.
Okay. Here's the thing.
That's an interesting pairing. I'm kind of excited to hear that episode. I just hope we don't have to wait till next Christmas for their fall break episodes.
I think it will be. Or, okay, when's the next album? It's gonna be the next album.
July.
Okay, it's going to probably be in July, because, I mean, he's like, I'm going to miss football tryouts.
Oh, because the radio episodes air in the fall.
Yeah. Because, like, they're, that's like, true. Saying, I'm going to
And the radio episodes air in the fall, so they want to line it up.
Yeah. Also, but the idea, I don't think many high schools get full week fall breaks. It's like, you really earned it, because you had to betray your friends.
Well, I think fall breaks for high schools is a newer thing, so...
Do you think they're gonna run off? Jules and Buck?
Jules
and
Buck?
Is that gonna be... Yeah.
Maybe. I think what more likely is to happen is they break up. Oh, it's called the fall breakup.
Oh, you're right. That's probably what it's gonna be. I mean, because you have to wonder with the band, right? It could be... They do the classic, he goes back to Odyssey and becomes a Christian.
Right, yeah. Look, I think there's a real possibility that Jules and Buck will eventually be Endgame. But I do, here's my only problem if they break them up, though. Then why do we keep going back to Baltimore for Buck stories?
Yeah, that's a, I mean, maybe then we kind of take a break from Buck.
That would be interesting.
And then he shows up as part of the this new Novacom saga. Because let's be real, we could just say they kidnap Eugene again.
That's true.
The Baltimore job was just a setup, and it's all Novacom.
You know, let's not rule it out. But because here's my only thing. If Jules and Buck break up, suddenly, why do we have to keep going back? Buck has no connection to Odyssey other than I guess he has friends there, but you know what I mean. So the Buck episodes suddenly don't feel like adventures in Odyssey. They feel like Buck in Baltimore.
Adventures in Buckamore.
Ugh. I'm just saying, I don't think they're setting up a spinoff. There might be a reality where they just want to say, okay, we're going to do like 6 episodes a year where it's just Buck and the family in Baltimore.
We don't need that many, especially because we don't have Eugene. And so it would just be Buck and Katrina.
As like a separate thing, not as part of the albums.
I know that. I don't want that.
Okay. I mean,
Buck is a fine character, but like, I don't know how much they have where he, I don't know if he could necessarily carry the show, his own show.
I do kind of agree. I would also say I'm more interested in Jay, aside from Jay, the newer characters they've been introducing lately. So there might be, it might be time to like sunset Buck.
I know. I mean, it's simply hard because they've set up this whole thing with Jules and Buck. And it's right. Like, I don't really, I do kind of just want it to, and like, you don't want to rush these things, but I wonder how long it's going to be time-wise between like Eugene being introduced and Eugene becoming a Christian, with how long Buck and like Jules are introduced and them becoming Christians.
Well, remember, they're also producing fewer episodes a year.
Well, yes, so. I'm aware, but I'm just curious about like the time gap, because it is like getting a little ridiculous.
Right. I mean, again, I think if Buck goes there for fall break, we're gonna get the fallout from the band stuff, which will be, I assume, will be a lot. This will kind of,
it'll
put
be
a
town changing.
That would be funny, I won't lie.
They burn the rock music causes them to go and burn down Wits End.
I mean,
not okay. The rock and roll.
Or I had actually been theorizing what maybe they go viral on YouTube and sign with like a sketchy YouTube MN, you know, multi-level network, whatever those things are called, and it's a Novacom based company.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like we're gonna have Jules and Buck break up during fall break, put a pin in their story for a bit. And then I think whatever the next Rydell team episode is will kind of set up Novacom.
Yeah. I agree.
All right, everyone. John has brought his dog into the recording.
She wanted to be on air. We can keep going.
It's a she podcast. Just woke up.
I know.
At 9:30 at night?
She was making some noise. Yeah, she's been out today.
They just got back from a long trip, so I'm assuming she's finally hitting recovery.
Yes, she is.
Oh, hold on. I'm getting a picture to post on the Instagram.
You do not have to post. Please do not post this on the Instagram, because my room is a mess and I do not look good.
John, you always look so fetching. So anyway, I think we've kind of theorized about what's coming next. It's going to be the fall breakup, as I'm tentatively calling it. I really hope that's actually what the title is. Someone at Odyssey listens to this podcast and says, they figured it out. We've got to change the title.
I just always see this, and it's always interesting to me how, like, the Adventures in Odyssey, like, app is just, like, the social media for like a lot of homeschool children.
I mean, it basically is.
When you look in the comments, there's kids just being like, can you guess my favorite food? Or like, can you guess what food I dislike that most people like? Guess correctly and you're the winner. I'm like,
now maybe I was an overly mature 8-year-old, but this doesn't sound like the 8-12 demographic.
I mean, it could be, like, younger than that. I think it's not that it's bad. It's just, like, funny to me that it's just, like, all these kids are just, like, posting in the comment section.
I very much agree. And now, because we keep forgetting to do this, how do we feel about Album 76 as a whole?
To me, not great.
I'm kind of with you. So, you know, the album is called Keep It Together. And that's what all 6 of these episodes feel like. They all kind of feel like stopgap episodes, just kind of keep everything together until we can start having big payoffs. Like, we set up Maury's got an enemy to fight now, and we set up their stuff coming for the team, and we set up the band, and we set up Buck. But it all just kind of feels like we're moving the pieces into the spot, which isn't a problem. But especially because the Rydell stuff has been sitting for so long, I wish there had been more of a punch.
That's my thing. I feel like there's always like, oh, okay, here's the thing. I would probably rank the episodes Rydell, the band, and then this one.
Yeah, I'm kind of
with you. My thing with the Rydell is I think it's a good episode, like a good string of episodes. Yes. I don't remember what I said, but it's like at least a fine, like misplays, like, but it's like, I think we thought we were going to get some more closure. And if anything, it just like created more, like, I guess it made like Emily's with them now, which has just been like teased for like, which like she kind of already has been.
Yes, I do want to be clear about that. On paper, we did get some closure, but it does kind of feel like maybe we could have just kind of not set Carly up at the end, and maybe just next time they have an adventure together,
like,
we say Carly's involved. And we
like ongoing storylines. Like I enjoy them in Odyssey, but it just feels like we have so many right now.
Oh yeah,
like we have Jules and Buck. We have this Novacom thing, or some Novacom-esque thing they're setting up. And then we have the Rydell stuff. I mean, not to mention then, like, you know, you have After Effects of, like, the Russian philosopher arc that, like, pops up. You know, you have, like, technically you have Connie now, like, raising, like,
Jules,
but that, I guess that's more of a status quo. That's not as much of a story beat. I mean, you have, what was the other one? I mean, you maybe have something with, like, whatever's going on with Jillian, which maybe is just the Novacom stuff.
Yeah. I will say this. It feels like there's less desperate threads than there were a year ago, but it does still sort of feel like, let's pick up the pace here. Now, I wonder if part of that is, and I was thinking about this earlier in the week, if Odyssey can't get as many voice actors in the room at the same time, because now it's all streaming and it's a money thing.
It's possible, to be honest. I mean, I don't need it like stuff with characters. It's just like, I feel like, I mean, we're still listening, but also like, I think you only have so many years, and maybe the idea is to keep these kids hooked. Like, even though, like, they're, like, growing out of the Odyssey phase, it's like they're still, like, holding, like they want to know what happens, right? And maybe, like, that's their thought, is to, like, keep these storylines going for so long that, like, people want to hold on to it. But I don't know. As a kid, I feel like, Novacom was how many years? Like, a year or two?
Yeah, about, I would say so.
Like, two or three, which at least, like, I feel like is enough where, like, you know, kids could finish that out. I just feel like some of these, I'm like, these have been going on for so long.
I totally agree. We should trace some of these back, actually.
Yeah, I mean, the Rydell stuff was, it was when we went to California.
Oh, yeah.
On that, like, to L.A. on that trip that one time.
We went
to Disneyland.
Okay, yeah, that was 2016.
Yeah, so it's been going on. I believe it's that one, because I remember pulling up to the Disney hotel.
Yeah.
Like, listening to him, like, what is that? So it's been going on, like, 8 years or something.
Yeah, so it's a good, maybe they had some of it thought out, you know, in their defense, Maury showed up just kind of an antagonist for Emily, and then they started moving it into, we're now dissolving Matthew and Emily, we're building a team, so, you know, you could argue the mystery of them was solved, but then they started another story, but I do
well,
kind
then
of agree.
Just, but you can speed run some of this, you can have, like, instead of a big three part, you could have two episodes with them, with two different stories per album.
I agree. I very much agree.
I feel like it's like there, it feels like everything's like this big, like, the next part, and then it's like you don't get any closure. Like, I also remember when like the other, like the one where we find out about like Rory, Maury, and the whole you know, stuff with his dad and his like, we like that he was like connected to the escape room and stuff like that. Like, yeah, that was also like years ago. That's when I visited you midway between like Disney, like between like Tallahassee and whatever. And we went to that like wing place.
That was during COVID, so that would have been July 2020. Yeah, we can definitely maybe where we were when we heard episodes would be an interesting topic. I don't know how interesting it is to the audience, but
yeah, it's just like, I just, some of this stuff, I feel like it would behoove them to wrap up, or at least like leave at a place where it's like, oh, we're just having fun episodes with them.
Right. Yeah, just make it like, hey, the team is now like out solving mysteries. Yeah. But there's not going to be like a reoccurring villain unless they want to turn Jay into a computer hacker.
Yeah. I mean, an episode where Jay tries to become a computer hacker would be really funny. This code, it's the most hard to decipher thing I've ever seen. A genius must have written this. Jay reading like on Reddit.
Who's this Zodiac killer?
I don't think anyone's going to get that joke.
When you said hard to solve cipher, that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Ah.
So.
But that would be like, that would be a funny episode. But right, it's like, it just feels like I'm waiting to have like fun sometimes.
I mean, you have sometimes fun in the album in the club episodes, but I know what you mean. It kind of feels like they feel like they're going to be wasting their time if they do a fun, or not a fun, but like a less important episode in the album.
Like, the most fun this album was like the band people.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's like, that I enjoyed. I had, like, I could say I had some issues with the episode, but it was like, that was enjoyable. Like, that was like fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that wraps up this album discussion.
I think you're right. We're almost at 40 minutes. Wow. All right. So join us again for the February news roundup. We're going to get back to album reviews pretty soon because I'm almost done with school, so I can actually devote some time to that again. But the February club episode seems to be called One Last Scavenger Hunt, and it features Pullhouse's granddaughter and Jason. I really hope Pullhouse isn't dead.
It is weird. I wonder if it's like payment for people or if it's like,
I'm just saying,
it's like payment for, huh?
It's called One Last Scavenger Hunt, so it's probably like an Odyssey thing where they find an old scavenger hunt some kid made up.
Or it's like you can find it in Teach Out, or it could be like Pullhouse before he died wrote me one last game.
That's what concerns me. Like, I don't want them just to randomly kill off Pullhouse on a club episode as a background thing.
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad.
Well, maybe he retired and moved. I could roll with that, but.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll find out soon enough. I'm Will.
I'm John.
We'll see you next time.